In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice. Who is the writer of these lines? It is probably easy to rejoice when you spent all the year on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. You don't have to shovel the snow in the morning, and the weather is always nice. Is it even fair to make it a command, an order to all the faithful? What about those who are sick, cold, or hungry? Well, the Apostle St. Paul, who wrote these lines to the Philippians, did not choose the easy life. In the second epistle to the Corinthians, we learn that he suffered persecutions, was beaten for Christ, was cast out of the cities because of the calumny of his enemies. He knew the prison and what to be betrayed means. Quotation: from the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. Who could then say that he was not realistic? On the contrary, he paid more attention to the most important reality. Here we reach what it means to be a child of God and of the Church. Just like the Philippians, to whom the epistle was sent, we receive the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this world, we are no longer from this world. Our true life is a life of faith, hope, and charity. Through the virtue of faith, we know God, the Holy Trinity, and the plan of love he has for us. Through the virtue of hope, we desire God as our ultimate good. Charity, love of God, makes us familiar with our Creator and Redeemer. When we are closer to whom our soul is seeking for, the supernatural joy we have cannot be stolen by any creature. Virtue, even theologate, must be practiced. Then we can say that our spiritual life consists in working on that supernatural joy. Therefore, the Apostle expresses this command to the faithful of Christ: rejoice. Our Christ suffered in his earthly life. The Blessed Virgin Mary, at the foot of the cross, the martyrs, the other saints living faithfully and heroically the state of life, they all imitate the unique model of Christian life. And what was said about the true and solid supernatural joy must be said also about the life of the Spirit. From the Epistle to Galatians: the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. It is always true for the member of Christ, even when we bear trials, infirmities, and our spiritual weakness. Through faith and hope, we know that our weaknesses and infirmities are occasion to be close to our Redeemer. Our Lord did not show up where it would have been advantageous for our natural pride. He wants to reach us in humility. Why are we looking for him and his gifts only in success when he came and in abasement? Rejoice because of the coming Christ. Faithful to his word, he comes on the altar at Mass, and he is begging for a place in our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.